Thank you for listening. The title of this article by Jim Walker, the Hack Repair Guy, is The Blacklist Blues: How a Bad Reputation Can Ruin Your Business and How to Deal with Being Blacklisted. Keeping your online reputation in good standing is critical as a business owner in today's world. One of the biggest threats to your online reputation is being blacklisted. In this article, we will take a closer look at blacklists, provide a detailed guide on what they are, the different types of blacklists, how to avoid getting blacklisted, and what to do if you end up on one. What are blacklists? Blacklists are email addresses, IP addresses, or lists of domains or URLs that have been identified as malicious, spammy, or fraudulent. Essentially, they're lists of entities that are not to be trusted. These lists are often used by email providers, search engines, and other online services to filter out unwanted content and protect their users from harmful and spammy websites. There are three different types of blacklists that you should be aware of: email blacklists, IP blacklists, and domain blacklists. I'll try my best now to explain each of the three types of blacklists below. About email blacklists. Email blacklists are lists of email addresses that have been flagged as spam or otherwise suspicious. These lists are maintained by various organizations, including email providers, spam filters, and third-party companies that specialize in email reputation. IP blacklists are lists of IP addresses that have been identified as malicious or spammy. These lists are often used by email providers, search engines, and other online services to block traffic from suspicious or dangerous IPs. And lastly, about domain blacklists. Domain blacklists are lists of domains that have been flagged as malicious, spammy, or otherwise suspicious. These lists are often used by email providers, search engines, and other online services to block traffic from harmful or spammy domains. Next, let's talk about how to avoid getting blacklisted. Prevention is always the best approach when it comes to avoiding blacklists. Here are 5 tips to help you avoid being blacklisted. 1. Keep your website secure. Make sure your website is secure and free from vulnerabilities that could be exploited by hackers. This includes using strong passwords, keeping your software up to date, and regularly scanning your website for malware. 2. Follow best email practices. When it comes to email, follow best practices to avoid getting flagged as spam. This includes using a reputable email marketing software, using a reputable email service provider, avoiding certain trigger words. Keep your email lists clean and up to date. Only send emails to people who have opted into your list, and avoid sending mass emails to unengaged recipients. 3. Monitor your online reputation. Regularly monitor your online reputation to catch any negative comments or reviews early. Respond promptly and professionally to any negative feedback and take steps to address the issue. 4. Implement email authentication. Implementing email authentication such as SPF, DKIM, and DMARC can help verify the authenticity of your emails and reduce the likelihood of being blacklisted. 5. Monitor your IP address. Monitoring your IP address can help identify any issues that may cause it to be flagged as a source of malicious content. On to the consequences of being blacklisted. Being blacklisted can have serious consequences for your business. Here are some of the most common consequences. 1. Decrease in traffic. Being blacklisted can lead to a decrease in traffic to your website, as search engines and other online services may block traffic from your IP or domain. 2. Loss of revenue. A decrease in traffic can lead to a loss of revenue, as fewer visitors to your website means fewer potential customers. 3. Damage to your online reputation. Being blacklisted can damage your online reputation, as potential customers may view your website as untrustworthy or spammy. Now that you understand the potential consequences of being blacklisted, let's move on to what to do if you're blacklisted. If you find yourself on a blacklist, don't panic. Here are some steps you can take to remove yourself from a blacklist. 1. Identify the blacklist. First, identify the blacklist that you're on. You can do this by checking your email logs, reviewing your website traffic logs, or use an online blacklist checker. 2. Once you've confirmed that your website, IP address, or email address has been blacklisted, the next step is to determine the reason behind it. This step is crucial in fixing the issue and preventing future blacklisting. There are various reasons why a website or IP address could be blacklisted, including spamming, phishing, malware, or hacking attempts. One of the most common reasons for being blacklisted is spamming. If you have been sending bulk emails to subscribers who did not opt in or did not give you permission to send them emails, your IP address may be flagged as a spammer. Email service providers have advanced tools to detect spam emails, and they automatically blacklist IP addresses that send spam. Another reason why websites and IP addresses get blacklisted is phishing. Phishing is a fraudulent practice of attempting to obtain sensitive information like usernames, passwords, and credit card details by disguising oneself as a trustworthy entity in electronic communication. Cybercriminals often use phishing to steal sensitive information from unsuspecting internet users. Malware infections and hacking attempts are also common reasons for being blacklisted. Malware is any software that is designed to harm or exploit any computer system. If your website is infected with malware, it can spread to other websites sharing your hosting account or even to other computers, which could lead to blacklisting. If you have a question about website hacking attempts, please feel free to call me anytime and I'll review with you by phone. 3. Tips to avoid being blacklisted. To avoid being blacklisted, you need to follow some best practices that will help you maintain a positive online presence. Here are some tips. Follow email marketing best practices. When sending emails, always ensure that your subscribers have opted in to receive your emails. Don't send bulk emails to people who didn't give you permission to do so. Also, make sure that your email content is relevant, engaging, and informative. Keep your website updated and secure. Regularly update your website with fresh and relevant content. Make sure that your website is secure and protected from malware and hacking attempts. Install a reliable security plugin or software and keep it updated. Monitor your online reputation. Keep an eye on what people are saying about your business online. Use tools like Google Alerts and social media monitoring tools to track mentions of your brand. Don't engage in spammy activities. Avoid using shady techniques like link buying or keyword stuffing. These activities are not only frowned upon by search engines, but can also get you blacklisted. Now that we've discussed the consequences of being blacklisted and tips to avoid being blacklisted, let's discuss removing your email address, IP address, or website from a blacklist. If you discover that you have been added to a blacklist, don't worry. There are actions you can take to have your website, IP address, or email address removed from the list. The first step is to determine the reason for being blacklisted, as we discussed earlier. Once you know the reason, you can take the necessary action to fix the problem. For example, if your email address was blacklisted for sending spam, you need to stop sending spam immediately. You should also check if your email account has been hacked and someone else is sending spam from it. In that case, you need to change your password and enable two-factor authentication to prevent future attacks. Once you have taken these steps, you can request a removal from the blacklist. If your IP address was blacklisted, you need to identify the source of the problem. It could be that your server has been compromised or that your website is sharing an IP address with a spammer. You can contact your hosting provider to get help in identifying the issue and resolving it. Once the issue is resolved, you can request a removal from the blacklist. If your website was blacklisted because it was infected with malware, you need to clean it up first. Please feel free to call me at 1-619-479-6637 if you would like help in securing your website account or WordPress installation. Once your website is clean, you can request a review from the blacklist provider to have it removed from the list. Let's now move on to discussing online reputation management services. Maintaining a positive online reputation can be challenging, especially if you have a large online presence. Fortunately, there are many online reputation management services available to help you monitor and maintain your online reputation. These services and their tools will help you monitor your online presence, track mentions of your brand, and manage your online reviews. They also provide insights into your online reputation and suggest ways to improve it. I've included a long list of online reputation management service providers in the article posted on my website. Please review the list there. In conclusion, in today's online business world, a negative online reputation can be a major threat to your business success. Blacklists are one of the biggest culprits, but by following the recommendations outlined in this article, you can avoid getting blacklisted and take action to remove yourself from a blacklist if necessary. To maintain a positive online reputation, it's important to be proactive in managing it. This means monitoring your reputation regularly and responding promptly to any negative feedback or reviews. Doing so can help reduce the impact of being blacklisted and even capture additional business with the right tone. If you have jumped to the end of this article looking for the bottom line, let me emphasize that prevention is key when it comes to dealing with blacklists. Likewise, by being transparent about your business practices, creating high-quality content, and using online reputation management tools, you can help protect your online reputation and ensure your business's long-term success. Don't let blacklists hold your business back. Take action today to safeguard your online reputation. About Jim Walker, the Hack Repair Guy. As a website security professional, I've been providing monitoring and management services to my clients for over 10 years. If you are curious about my low-cost WordPress management service, please see my website, hackguard.com, for more details. Likewise, feel free to call me if you have questions about this article. Enjoy!